Reno Center, May 22, 2022. After meditation and bhajans, Radha starts the study circle by reading the quotes.
Hi, everyone. Tonight we will read Birthday from Love and Wisdom, but first, a quote from Sai Baba. Birth and death arise out of illusion. Every day in this world, many beings are born and many die. Birth and death happen according to the time and circumstances. Between birth and death, man gets deluded by the physical body and develops various relationships at the physical level. He identifies himself with the body and gets carried away by the feelings of I and mine. This is a grave mistake. As long as the body lasts, you are related to so and so. Once the body perishes, what happens to your relationships? True relationship lies at the atmic level and not at the physical level. Prior to birth, who is related to whom? What happens after death? In fact, both birth and death are the results of delusion, because of which you are unable to realize Brahma, or divinity. One who is enmeshed in this worldliness is unable to comprehend the transcendental principle. True spiritual practice lies in understanding one's true identity. One should inquire, who am I? All the spiritual practices are meant to make you realize who you are. Now we'll read Birthday from Love and Wisdom. A day like today is when the dream started rolling. When home's memory faded with every thought that was received. A day like today, the love affair with the self in many forms formed the separation from I am I, the totality being divided. A day like today, as division got wider, I felt smaller. The love began separating into small pieces and was divided to like and dislike, scattered all over the dream, namely the mind. A day like today, the one self became many, and many became falsehood. The falsehood became bondage, and the home became a fierce jungle. Today, like this day, now, I never did separate myself. I never did leave home. I never did divide myself into many. I never did like or dislike. I never did any of these. I am as I am. Today, like this day, now, I know that this day, as so-called my birthday, never really happened. All the manifestation after so-called that day happened without my consent or need of a consent. That day I watched the birth. Before, I was not the born, but observer of a simple dream. Today, now, I am the dreamer, and not an individual or a small divided particle. Namely, I am the body. Between that day and this day, I watched the dream unfold. As a particle, I was somebody. As the watcher, I am nobody. As my greatness, I am everything. As the particle, I loved many. As the dreamer, I only love. There is nothing else to love but I. Therefore, only I is love, loving, and loved. My life is the dream. It seemed odious, long, and hard. As an unborn, I never experienced time or what belongs to time. As born, I experience endlessly. As I never experience any. I was never deluded, tarnished, and moved, yet movements passed by endlessly. Today, I celebrate with you only the truth that I am, sharing with you rightfully so. But let me tell you, there is no me, you, he, she, or they. There is no time, birth, or death. There is no body, which is only a thought, and yet there is no thought. I am the only existence, and this is the only truth there is. I alone exists. Would anybody like to share any part of what stands out to them from either of these articles?
Does anyone know what year this was?
It was from my diary, so I don't know.
The only thing is that the article from Love and Wisdom is so deep, so big, it's way, way above my head. I can feel the greatness of it, but it's not something I can tell them. It's so beyond and above my level right now.
It seems like a very repeated question that I'm going to ask. I apologize beforehand. And even in Most Precious, Sat talked about it in 2-3 different sections. But it seemed like before birth, it was such a good place. No time, no dream, no mind. I don't know why it happened. It didn't happen, of course, you're saying. But it appeared to happen.
Again?
I know.
Again,
I
how many years do you want to not contemplate, but to ask the same question? No, you have a courage for it. I commend you, really. But you need to stop. Stop and contemplate on this article.
Was she asking why it happened?
Ask her.
Or were you asking why it happened?
Yes.
I've answered that so many times. So many times.
So many times you told me that there's no question about Maya. You know, we can't question.
No. I have explained it to you thoroughly so many times.
But why don't I get it?
Because you don't spend time on it at all. You spend more time asking, more interested asking than actually contemplating in the answer. You even said the Most Precious has it too.
Yeah.
So it's not like there is no answer.
There is.
In fact, that question, as you know, was posed because you wanted to know.
Yeah.
So you got your answer.
Then why were we born?
In Most Precious? Or?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Nilu?
Well, she said, do you know she knew that I was going through the Most Precious, and she says, what about this question? I said, that's a very good idea.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Is it the why we were born?
Why creation?
Mm-hmm.
Why this manifestation?
And that happened 20 years ago, Nilu.
I know.
Love and Wisdom says, a day like today, the love affair with the self in many forms, formed this separation from I am I, the totality being divided. A day like today, as division got wider, I felt smaller. The love began separating into small pieces, and I was divided to like and dislike, scattered all over the dream, namely the mind. A day like today, the one self became many, and many of became falsehood. That makes me so sad I'm crying.
Me too.
I could barely get through it.
Eu sou punida ali.
Uma vez eu deixei no
beijinho. That is exactly why I wrote I Am the Child, because of this agony of seeing newborn leaving home. It wasn't easy for me to watch it with the realization I had. But that shows the urgency of going back home, so that there is not rebirth and re-things and re-that, redoing.
Read. What is meant by the line, the love affair with the self in many forms, formed the separation from I am I?
To me, it's like the arrow that goes outside for senses, always looking for things outside, love outside, attention, everything outside. And
mm-hmm.
Right? And that's
mm-hmm.
what it means.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me also, Sat, of how you say that all love is the love of the self. Mm-hmm. What is your understanding of the separation and division that's described here? Or what is your experience with that separation and division?
Just how does it make you feel? Sad.
If I want to see something get out of the sadness, the example of that is devotion and love between the guru and the disciple. You know, you always say that we are one, but at least one way we see it, we feel that we are separated, we want to be closer with you, we want to spend more time with you, and you keep sending us back that this is yourself, this is the self that comes in the form of guru. But maybe that's one way of me. That's the most beautiful part of that we can see in this dream. At least this one doesn't have disappointment. This one is not from the same fabric of the other ones, which are nothing but disappointment.
Would the inevitability of it be a Longanilu question? It seems so inevitable.
Mm. remember the saying that I heard from an enlightened soul. It's not the ego or the thinker that needs enlightenment. It is the elimination of the thinker that brings enlightenment. So we are talking, asking questions as a thinker. Realization is not 2 and 2, 4, is not, it has nothing to do with logic. Why, how, all of that. That all belongs to the thinking. Realization is an opening to what is the reality without the help of the thinker and the mind. It is a knowingness. It's like they say, be still and know. Because it is a knowingness that happens in your stillness. But how many people seek stillness over the noise? How many people are willing to bring all the senses inwardly rather than being entertained by a variety? So it needs a mature soul to be willing to dedicate its own whole life to it. And for those that are not dedicated, congratulate them. At least there is a huge interest, and eventually that turns to dedication.
I feel like I understand this now after what you just said, but the next question is, what is your understanding of the falsehood described here? What tools or wisdom help you recognize this falsehood?
The separation I feel from my bondage, the reprieves, as they get bigger and bigger, it becomes so clear what the bondage is. For me, and how uncomfortable and confining. And a lot of times that discomfort is enough to keep me on track.
Yeah. What about you guys that are not in this room?
I mean, something similar to what Ida shared. When I forget that I'm playing a role, when I get so involved, I'm feeling that I'm getting uncomfortable and discomfort, and I want to pull it back to myself. I just take my own time to get back to realize the self.
Yeah, that's good enough. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. Until it becomes more clear and more clear and more clear. Really is like a, you know, there is a lot of wild horses in Nevada. And they're used to roaming free and running. And so there are people that bring them. And they spend quite a bit of time to tame them to a horse that is calm and all of that. So by pulling the rein, Eventually the senses learn to don't go too far, to come back.
You used to call me a wild horse. You said no one ever stopped you.
Yeah. Then... yeah. Again, honestly, as you all know, we are a very, very a small majority of the population of the world. That gives our ear to it, let alone practicing it and digesting it and realizing it. Ramana says the goal of life is what we are doing. The goal of life. In other words, there is no other goal in it. The family and all of that is side dish, believe it or not. And how many people see it that way? Because it's a lot of involvement with the family, and it should be, because particularly if you have a small kids. But at the same time, being that interested to find permanent and eternal peace and realizing who we really are, he says, is a goal of life. And we are marching toward accomplishment of that goal.
Not just a goal, the goal of life.
The goal of life. Other goals are pretend goals.
Empty ones.
They're just pretend.
I feel like if I don't do my practice, then I'm just going to make the illusion worse for myself and everybody around me. So that also helps me too.
Yeah, and it really does. When we are far from our center, now we realize, before we didn't. Now we realize what a chaos we can create by just opening our mouth. Not even hitting somebody, just by opening our mouth. And,
oh my God. So true. Natural disaster.
Yeah. And like, you all realize that, Ramana and Nisargadatta, there are new age teachers that I've heard, they say, you don't need to do any practice, you are who you are. Well, that is not true. At all. You don't send someone and say you are who you are and thinking that they're going to say, ha ha ha, I got it. I call practice interest. When we are interested to spend some time as our priority, when I say spend some time, meaning instead of having all sorts of nonsense going on in your head, just dwell as you're doing different things, dwell on the truth instead. Give your mind a sentence to contemplate on it. It's like the story of building a wall for the mind to go up and down. Why dwell Baba says, like flies dwell like the bees. With something that profitable, and then the mind gets used to dwelling on this type of thing rather than lack and unfortunate things. And also it keeps us conscious. When I say conscious means you're aware of your surrounding, you are aware of who you're talking to, you're aware of where you're sitting, you're aware that what is coming out of your mouth.
I was just going to ask you, I swear to God, I was just going to ask you, how does that keep us conscious? I'm completely blown away right now. I was going to ask you that exact question.
Well, you got the answer.
Shanti, you mean contemplating on like a wisdom or a word, not like a mantra repeating it, but
contemplating. What does it mean to me? Letting your mind have that job now there. I mean, if you're busy and you have things to do that are important to do, by all means do cooking for the kids, taking care of them, working outside. I don't mean it that. It's just our free time that it gets out of hand. Or too much imagination, or too much waste of time that could be used in something better. And just know that it's very normal that your mind doesn't like to dwell on something high because it's so used to getting information from elsewhere. That is hard for it to imagine that information can actually come from the silence. Is boring, you know, for an active mind. But it's a training we have to get used to. Bring it all in, at least for a few seconds, for a few minutes, few times a day. Realization is the only thing that does not know any shortcut. Because it is really stripping yourself of your beliefs. The chapter on I am the child, honestly God, is all one needs to read in order to have a map in their lives.
The first chapter.
The first chapter. After what? Since I wrote, when was it that was finished? 2014?
No, 15? No. It was much later than
past
that.
Past 17.
17.
Maybe 18 or 18, yeah.
Anyway, I had this interest to pick it up and read it again. I told Radha, I said, I was a screaming. And because it really, really so clearly explained what happened that we became an individual. And also what is the remedy for it. And it's so clear and it's so precise. Even if you have read it, this time read it with a really open heart to that innocence that was before birth, during the life and afterwards. It just I tell you, I was really, really taken by it.
When you reread it?
Yeah, I reread it a couple of days ago.
I have it here, but it's a bit long.
I brought it to read it, but it's too long.
Today, like this day, now, I never did separate myself. I never did leave home. I never did divide myself into many.
Mm-hmm.
I never did like or dislike. I never did any of these. I am as I am. What does this mean to you?
Ask Nilu.
When I was reading this, I just remembered all the night dreams that we had at night. It's very clear, none of those events never happened.
Mm-hmm.
But when we are sleeping, they are really happening and it really looks real.
Yeah.
To me, it's like you're giving hope that I was able to do it, and if it was not possible for us to experience it to some level, you wouldn't share it with us. So at some point, you got to a point that for you, you were not...
Forget about me. What is he saying is not for one person and not for the other. It's just saying we were never born. I watch my birth means that awareness became prior to the birth. It was there prior to the birth. Once we begin to have glimpses of what it's trying to say, we realize that we were dreaming. Flat out.
Such a bitter meditation. Where are you guided meditation that you recorded for us? And the other meditation that we had in Sai Center, I think April something. This article is not something, after experiencing that meditation, this is not something very far, or you can understand it, but it's still very shocking. I don't know how to say that. Even when I was meditating and reading this, and I meditated with that audio, I saw that I'm mourning every time that I do this meditation. After that is another birthday for me, until I get tired and go back to that meditation again. But I don't know, it's still, after 1 hour, I'm just still, I can't breathe easily.
Yeah. Well, like I said, for us to realize who we really are is going to be like playing a hide and seek for a long while. It becomes obvious and then it gets covered up again. But just the memory of being able to feel it, it becomes more expansion in it in due time. we can only do so much, and after that it happens automatically. And also we have to look at it this way, because we got too deep tonight. Please do enjoy your life. And those of you that are around me, you understand I really mean what I'm saying, and I practice it. It's not something that you shut the door or you go into some cave on the mountain. No. Just knowing a truth that not too many people know it, and then live a happy life. Now, why is it happy? Because you have learned that the life that people call life is all changes. Because you know it, you're okay with changes. Somehow you change and you play the game even more joyfully, more freely. It's not like leaving your life for this one. Not at all. Remember that. It is a combination of both. And as you do your practices, you are not going to be fooled by day-to-day life. Therefore, you enjoy it more. You're not going to get offended by other people as easily. You are not as easily emotional, sensitive. Therefore, there is more enjoyment in your life. And then you start having more quality time with people instead of quantity, because you spend the quantity and quality with yourself. And what happens is then you begin to see your family in a light you have never seen before. You can connect in a different level, in a much deeper level. So it's not that we have to go in a monastery someplace on the hill and shave our head. No. By practicing this wisdom, dwelling on it and watching, being at times conscious, and if we cannot, we cannot. Somehow, all of you have told me that you experience more joy in your life. So I like to mention that, because you all do, unless you're lying to me. So there is a freedom and enjoyment of Maya even more than before, because you recognize it and you play it and you are more free in your own skin.
You're light.
You're lighter, yes, yes. And then maybe you get heavy for a few days because you don't emphasize on it too much. Even in your heaviness, you're lighter because you are not shocked or you're not trying to find a solution. You're okay in not okay situation. So it's all good. It's not something serious. I need to practice. I need to do this. No. Just dwell in a high place. Namaste.
You know how you said just like knowing that you have this knowledge. That's how I feel knowing that I know you. Knowing that I have you.
Yeah, it gives you encouragement.
It's the greatest. What could be higher than that?
When you find out, let me know.
There's nothing.
Namaste.